Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is the Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
All right, so let's take a look at Cigna's performance in the third quarter of 2024. You've provided their Form 10Q earnings call transcript and the investor presentation. It's a pretty hefty stack of information, but yeah. I'm really interested to see what we can find out about how Cigna is adapting to the healthcare world as it's changing.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, but it gives us a really good overview of, you know, how they've been performing recently and where they seem to be going strategically.
For sure. And one of the things that kind of jumps out right away is how well Evernorth is doing their health services platform. They're reporting a 36% increase in revenue year over year, bringing them to a pretty amazing $52.6 billion.
Yeah, that's not just growth. That's a serious statement. And what I think is interesting is they're not just, you know, taking advantage of a growing market. They're really kind of shaping the market, particularly when it comes to specialty pharmaceuticals, the work they're doing with biosimilars, those more affordable alternatives to the really expensive specialty drugs is really working out for them.
So it's not just about offering those drugs, it's about actually getting them used. Cigna's taking an active role, working with manufacturers, encouraging providers to prescribe biosimilars. And that's, you know, ultimately good for patients who are looking for more affordable treatment.
Exactly. It's a win-win for everybody. You know, take Humira, for example. It's a really important drug for treating rheumatoid arthritis and other conditions, but it's really expensive. Cigna's been out in front promoting biosimilar alternatives to Humira, and you can see that reflected in how well they're doing.
And it sounds like the biosimilar push is only part of a bigger strategy at Evernorth. They're also growing in things like virtual care, in-home care, and behavioral health services.
Yeah, and all those services are part of larger trends we're seeing in how healthcare is delivered. There's this increasing demand for care options that are more personalized, more convenient, and that take a more holistic approach. And Evernorth is really capitalizing on that by building out a more integrated and comprehensive platform.
So while their Cigna healthcare segment is running into some headwinds, Evernorth is really picking up the slack and then some.
That's a good way to put it. Well, Evernorth is having a lot of success. The traditional healthcare business is dealing with a much more complicated situation. Cigna Healthcare is continuing to see growth in their employer-sponsored plans, but they're also having to deal with the ever-present challenge of rising medical costs, especially the costs related to those really expensive specialty drugs.
It's interesting because they're kind of tackling this problem from both sides. With Evernorth, they're pushing for those more affordable drug options. And then within Cigna Healthcare, they're trying to manage costs through things like those strategic provider networks.
Right. It's like a two-pronged attack. And just so we're all on the same page when we talk about those strategic provider networks, think of them as carefully selected groups of healthcare providers who offer their services at rates that have been negotiated beforehand. It helps Cigna control costs while still making sure they're providing quality care.
Okay, that makes sense. So even though their Cigna healthcare customer base has dropped a little to 19 million, it sounds like they're being very intentional about staying profitable, especially when it comes to their individual exchange market.
Exactly. They've said that expanding their margins in that market is a priority, even if that means they have fewer customers in the short term.
Yeah, it's like they're playing the long game, focusing on growth that's sustainable, instead of just chasing market share no matter what it costs.
Exactly. And to keep those rising costs under control, they're paying really close attention to their medical care ratio. It's an important metric in healthcare that tells you what percentage of their premiums are being spent on medical claims.
And for Cigna Healthcare, that ratio is holding steady. So it looks like they're at least managing to keep those cost pressures in check for now. But what about the bigger picture financially for Cigna. We know they've been buying back shares, especially in the second quarter, but also steadily throughout the year, including this most recent quarter. What does that tell us?
Well, those share buybacks are often a sign that a company is confident about its future. And if you look at Cigna's strong cash flow and the investments they're making in areas with growth potential, it's clear they're betting on continued success. They're putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak.
So it seems like Cigna is handling this balancing act strategically. They're managing those cost pressures in their traditional healthcare business, but at the same time, they're investing heavily in future growth through Evernorth.
Yeah, and that raises a really important question. Are these two sides of Cigna working together well? Are they really using their strengths to navigate all the complexities of the healthcare system?
That's a good question. On one hand, you've got Evernorth pushing for more affordable drug options with biosimilars. And on the other hand, you have Cigna Healthcare working to manage costs with these strategic provider networks. But are they really working together, or are they kind of operating separately?
That's a subtle point. And I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. There might be some separation in how they operate, but the overall strategy seems to be the same. Both Evernorth and Cigna Healthcare are focused on making healthcare more affordable. They're just doing it from different angles.
So Evernorth is focused on influencing the market and bringing prices down from the supply side, while Cigna Healthcare is focused on managing those costs on the demand side.
Exactly. And that dual approach could give Cigna a big advantage in the long run. They're not just reacting to the market. They're trying to actively shape it in a way that benefits both the company and its customers.
It makes you wonder if other healthcare companies are going to try to copy this model. Could this be like a roadmap for success in an industry that's changing so fast?
It's definitely a model to keep an eye on, but we can't forget that Cigna still has its challenges, especially in their individual exchange market business. They're facing some tough competition, and they're having trouble achieving consistent growth in that area.
Right. We talked about that a little earlier. They've said that increasing their margins in that market is a priority. Even if it means giving up some market share in the short term, it's a hard choice. But it shows that they're being strategic and that they're prioritizing long-term sustainability.
It does. And it highlights a key takeaway from this deep dive. Cigna isn't afraid to make tough choices. They're willing to prioritize profit over just growing as fast as possible. And they're not afraid to experiment with new ways of delivering healthcare.
That willingness to experiment is obvious in the way that Evernorth is focusing on those emerging healthcare trends, you know, like virtual care and home care and behavioral health services.
Right.
Those are areas that are ripe for disruption and innovation. And Cigna is clearly positioning themselves to be a leader in those spaces. They're recognizing that the future of healthcare isn't just about treating illness. It's about promoting wellness and providing care in ways that are more convenient and personalized for people.
And that focus on the consumer experience is something we're seeing everywhere, not just in healthcare. People want more control, more flexibility, and more options that are tailored to them. Cigna seems to get that.
They do. And by adding these services to their platform, they're creating a more holistic approach to healthcare, which could be attractive to both consumers and employers.
So while Cigna Healthcare may be facing some headwinds, their overall strategy, especially with Evernorth, seems to be in line with where the healthcare industry is going.
I agree. They're adapting to the changing environment and making strategic decisions that set them up for continued success. But let's take a step back for a second and think about the bigger picture. What does Cigna's performance tell us about the state of the healthcare industry as a whole?
That's a great question. On one hand, we're seeing incredible innovation and a push towards more affordable and accessible care. But on the other hand, we're still dealing with those rising costs and a complex system that can be difficult to navigate.
Exactly. And Cigna's story is like a miniature version of that larger story. They're finding success by embracing innovation and focusing on affordability. But they're also facing challenges that are common across the industry.
So what does all this mean for the average person? What can we learn from Cigna's experience as we try to understand our own healthcare journeys?
That's where it gets really interesting. For instance, Cigna's success with biosimilars highlights how important it is to be an informed consumer.
Right. It's not just about accepting the first treatment option that you're given. It's about asking questions, exploring alternatives, and understanding what those choices mean for your wallet.
Exactly. And Cigna's focus on those new areas of healthcare delivery, like virtual care, in-home care, and behavioral health, shows how important it is to have a more personalized and holistic approach to wellness.
It's not just about treating illness. It's about taking proactive steps to manage your health and well-being. And Cigna is recognizing that by building a platform that meets those changing needs,
They are. And their story reminds us that the healthcare landscape is always changing. It's up to us as individuals and as a society to stay informed, advocate for ourselves, and demand a healthcare system that is affordable, accessible, and truly patient-centered.
That's a powerful message. And I think it's one that resonates with anyone who's ever had to deal with the complexities of the healthcare system.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really does. And as we're talking about all this, I'm also thinking about Cigna's share buybacks. We know they were especially active in the second quarter, but they've been steadily buying back shares throughout the year and into Q4. What do you think that means for their long-term plans?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a way to reward their investors, but I think there's more to it than that. Those buybacks, along with their strong financials and the way they're investing in areas with growth potential, all suggest that they're very confident about the future.
So they're not just riding this current wave of success. They're getting ready for what's next.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that they're not putting all their eggs in one basket. They're diversifying what they offer, expanding into new markets, and embracing innovation in a way that suggests they have a long-term vision.
Like they're creating a business model that's more resilient and adaptable, one that can handle the inevitable ups and downs of the healthcare industry.
That's a great way to put it. And that ability to adapt is going to be really important in the coming years. The healthcare landscape is always changing, and the companies that can anticipate those changes and respond to them are the ones that are going to succeed.
So what does all this mean for our listeners? What's the big takeaway from our deep dive into Cigna's performance?
Well, I think the main lesson here is that the healthcare industry is in a state of change. We're seeing a shift towards models of care that are more focused on the consumer, a bigger emphasis on affordability and value, and a growing demand for healthcare experiences that are more personalized and convenient.
And Cigna is right there at the forefront of these trends, both in terms of the challenges they're facing and the opportunities they're taking advantage of.
Exactly. And their story is a reminder that as consumers, we all have a role to play in shaping the future of healthcare. We need to stay informed, advocate for our needs, and demand a system that's innovative and fair.
It's about being proactive, asking questions, and exploring all our options, and recognizing that healthcare isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Absolutely. What works for one person might not work for someone else. And as the industry keeps evolving, it's going to be even more important to find what works best for your own needs and preferences.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the final thought I want to leave our listeners with is this. The future of healthcare isn't set in stone. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make as individuals, as consumers, and as a society.
And Cigna's journey, with all its successes and challenges, gives us a glimpse of what that future might look like. It's a story of innovation, adaptation, and the ongoing effort to create a healthcare system that truly works for everyone.
And, you know, before we wrap things up, I wanted to go back to something we touched on earlier about Cigna's commitment to those share buybacks, especially given how active they were in Q2. But they've also been consistently buying back shares throughout the year, including in Q4. It makes me wonder if it's more than just about giving back to their shareholders. Is there a bigger strategy at play here?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a way to reward investors, but I think it goes a little deeper than that. You know, when you combine those buybacks with their strong financial performance and how much they're investing in areas with growth potential, it really points to a deep confidence in their future.
So they're not just, you know, enjoying their current success, they're actively getting ready for what comes next.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that they're not just focusing on one thing. They're diversifying their offerings, moving into new markets, and embracing innovation in a way that suggests they have a long-term vision.
It's like they're building a business model that's more resilient and adaptable, something that can weather the storms that are bound to come up in the healthcare industry.
That's a great way to put it. And that adaptability is going to be absolutely crucial in the years to come. The healthcare landscape is always changing, and the companies that can anticipate and respond to those changes are the ones that are going to thrive.
So with all that in mind, what does all this mean for our listeners? If there was one big takeaway from our deep dive into Cigna's performance, what would it be?
I think the biggest lesson here is that the healthcare industry is in a state of constant change. We're seeing a shift towards models of care that put the consumer at the center, a stronger emphasis on affordability and value, and a growing demand for healthcare experiences that are more personalized and convenient.
And Cigna is really at the forefront of all these trends, both when it comes to the challenges they're facing and the opportunities they're seizing.
Yeah, they are. And their story is a good reminder that we as consumers have a role to play in shaping the future of healthcare. We need to stay informed, stand up for what we need, and demand a system that's innovative and fair.
It's about being proactive, asking those tough questions, and exploring all the options that are out there.
Yeah.
And understanding that healthcare isn't a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly, that what works for one person might not work for another. And as this industry keeps changing, it's going to be more important than ever to find what fits your own needs and preferences best.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the final thought I want to leave our listeners with is this. The future of healthcare isn't predetermined. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make as individuals, as consumers, and as a society.
Well said. And Cigna's journey, with both its successes and its challenges, gives us a glimpse into what that future could look like. It's a story about innovation, adaptation, and the ongoing effort to create a healthcare system that truly works for everyone.
It's been a fascinating deep dive. Lots to think about as we watch this company and the healthcare industry as a whole continue to evolve. Thanks for joining us.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening. This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.